This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. It was from the burning bush that God told Moses he'd lead his people out of Egypt to a land flowing with milk and honey. Fellowship President and CEO Yael Eckstein is a resident of Israel, and she shares modern-day experience of that same promised land.
Can you imagine the people of Israel about to enter the land of milk and honey and seeing a desert? They must have wondered, is this the promised land that they came out of Egypt for? It didn't look very different from the desert that they had wandered in for 40 years. They must have felt great despair. But the Bible has an important lesson for us. God made a promise to Israel that if they settled this land and worked this land, they could transform the barrenness and wilderness into gardens of Eden. The Jewish mystics put it this way: the land will refuse to bear fruit until its natural partners, the Jewish people, are on it. Without Israel, they said, the land was dead. And it was for 2,000 years. But when Israel was refounded, the land came back to life. Today, it is a land of milk and honey, filled with gardens, trees, vegetables, and fruits. As he promised in Isaiah 51:3, God has comforted Zion. He has comforted all its ruined places and has transformed its deserts into gardens of Eden. Today, under the Jewish people's settlement and toil, the land is, indeed, fulfilling its promise and blossoming like a rose.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments. Join us in following Yael Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotions. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca. This has been Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada.